All right, we have Rock and Roll Hall of Famer and musical trendsetter Richie Furay on the phone, ladies and gentlemen. Now, your name is linked with some pretty historic stuff. Of course, Buffalo Springfield, Poco, Souther, Hillman, Furay. And you've been making music for almost 60 years. Wow,
isn't that incredible?
That's impressive. And I got to tell you, just looking at the video of the new album, you guys look like you're still having fun. You know, it's amazing. I'm telling you.
I tell you, Mitch, if we weren't having fun, I wouldn't be doing it anymore. Yeah. And it is fun. Well, I really enjoy it. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
The album's called In the Country. I got to ask you though. First off, let me do a couple of historical points here. Buffalo Springfield. What was that music scene like in the mid late 60s out in L.A.? That had to be just an amazing time out there.
It was, and it was a time when there was so much different kind of music. I mean, you had the Beach Boys over here, you had the Turtles up here, you had Love and the Doors, and you had Buffalo Springfield. I mean, it was just so many different types of music, and everybody, you know, it was a community. From what I remember most off, you know, it was a community. I didn't have a place to live at one point in time, and we were doing a concert with the Turtles, and Mark Bowman says, "Hey, come on up, man. I got room up here for you up here, man." And it was a fun time to be making music in Los Angeles, and just a bunch of great people out there, you know, that we got to know and hang out with, and it was just, hey, we're just out here having some fun.
That sounds like a plan. Now, I'm an Ohio boy as well, but I got to tell you, I don't know where Yellow Springs is, where you were born. Where is that?
Yellow Springs. I was actually born in Dayton, but I grew up and lived in Yellow Springs all my life. So it's near Dayton. It's in the southwestern part of the state.
Okay. Well, that's
where are you
cool.
from?
Cleveland. West side of Cleveland, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You wrote and sing one of my favorite songs of all time, Kind Woman.
Uh-huh.
Do you still do that in sets?
I do it all the time.
Oh,
you bet.
Thank goodness. That is just such yep. such a great song. Such
well,
a great song.
Well, after 55 years, man, I mean, I better be singing it still.
Well, maybe you got it right finally. Huh? Is that what it is?
One and done. That's how it goes, man.
Geez, I'm telling you. All right, Country Covers.
Mm-hmm.
The new album has just a plethora of remarkable songs. Garth Brooks, John Denver, Ricky Nelson. You do a version of Marcone's "Walking in Memphis." Great
yeah.
song. How did you choose these tunes?
Well, when we chose them. Val Gray, who produced the record, it came to me and asked me if I wanted to do another record with him. We'd recorded in 1979. Of course, Val went on to be a great producer. Producer of the Year with Betty Davis Eyes, and he worked with James Taylor and Linda Ronstadt. I've known Val forever. And he said, "Do you want to make another record with me?" And I said, "Yeah, man, I'd love to. What do you have in mind?" And he said, "Why don't we do some country classics?" And I wasn't sure what he meant. And so we made a list. And interestingly enough, because I had really been, you know, listening to pretty much all the time country music over the last, you know, 20, 30 years. And so some of these songs, you know, that I put on my list were songs that I was familiar with that really hit me some special way. I don't know, you know, specifically what at the time, but they were all special to me. But when the first song that was on Val's list was the first song on my list, I knew we were onto something and we could move forward. And that was a song by John Barry called "Your Love Amazes Me."
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, now, let me ask you this. The mm-hmm. single is the Keith Urban song,
uh-huh.
"Somebody Like You." And I got to tell you, it is, you know, Keith Urban does a great job on his own song. But you guys, looking at the video and listening to this thing, I mean, it's rock and roll and it's country. And what a delight.
Thank you, man. I'm really proud of it, proud of how that record turned out. You know, when Val and I got into doing the recording and everything, we knew going in, we don't want to do karaoke. We don't, you know, so there's no banjo on our song and all that. We wanted to make each song our own or my own. And that was the goal that we set out, and I think we accomplished that on every one of these songs. But I loved that song by Keith. I just love to meet the guy sometime because I think so much of him. He's a great entertainer and great musician. He's the real deal.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. When he hears and sees that video and hears that version that you've done, He's going to seek you out. Okay.
I hope so.
That
would be great.
Very, very. I was so blown away by it. I sent it to my girlfriend too, and she really liked it.
Sweet.
So it
was, awesome.
You know,
good.
You know. All right. Now you recorded at Blackbird Studio in Nashville. That's John and Martina McBride studio, right?
That's right. Uh huh.
Was that Val's idea? Your idea?
Yeah, Val. I've recorded in so many different studios in Nashville since 1997, and this was Val's. That was his pick. He wanted to do it in Blackbird. I hadn't recorded in Blackbird, but I'm sure glad I did. It was a wonderful studio. Everyone there, John and everybody in the whole group there, they just made you feel really welcome, and it was fun. It was fun to record there.
Now, did he gather these guys together, or did you kind of put your heads together and say, "Hey, I want this guy to play bass. I want a drummer here." This, you know.
No, it was Val's decision. I had recorded in, like I said, in Nashville myself for 10, 15 years, and I had a band that I've worked with that have been great musicians, and so the one that I really brought in, or two of them that I have on all my records that I've recorded since 1997, Dan Dugmore and Chris Luzinger, both of them are on the record. I'd never recorded with Victor, who was the drummer, Victor Andrizio, great drummer, great guy, just absolutely a wonderful guy. I'd never recorded with Glenn Wharf. I always had Michael Rhodes on the record, but Michael was working, so we got Glenn, and I am so glad we got Glenn. He was just dynamite. Steve Nathan, with, you know, Val's choice, and Tom Bukovic, oh my gosh, what a guitar player, and what a nice
guy. He is very good, yeah.
These guys, man, he's up there near Cleveland. He's a Cleveland boy.
Ah.
And but just absolutely monster on guitar. I'm telling you, it was just a great group of guys, so much so that I was able to sing 14 songs in 4 days live.
Wow.
And the performances that you hear, of course they've been tweaked. You know, I mean, you know, it's not going to be just perfect all the time. So, you know, with the technology that we have today, you can tweak it. But everybody's playing together at the same time. You don't have to go in and overdub to a track that's already done. And I love recording that way. And so we were able to do that. I got about 90% of the tracks live.
That's just like playing a show, right?
Pretty much so, yeah.
I mean, that's...
You run these songs down three times, and the band's passed it. They're gone. They're done. We've got it.
I love it.
So you
got to
be on.
And you can see that with the video. I'm telling you, I was watching that again and just listening to it, and the interplay with you guys, everybody, you know, everybody just seemed to be so plugged in on that.
It was great.
Yeah, no question about it. You just did a little something at the Grand Ole Opry a couple of weeks ago, right?
I did. And it was such a wonderful experience, man. I mean, I have to tell you, I'd waited 50 years to stand on the Grand Ole Opry stage. And here's the guy, man, that started country rock back in 1969 in Los Angeles, you know. I mean, it was nothing that we did new. It was reviving a lot of, you know, from the rockabilly scene of country music years ago, Eddie Cochran and Gene Vincent and Carl Perkins and Buddy Holly. But to be able to go to the country, to the Grand Ole Opry and stand on that stage where so many of the people that, you know, Johnny Cash, Hank Williams, I mean, all the people that have stood on that stage, it was just, I'm still trying to process it.
Well, that's cool.
The truth about it.
That sounds very cool. To have waited as long as you did and then get to do that is, you know.
It was awesome. It was awesome.
All right. Now, you talked about waiting that long to go to the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
You're performing well into your 70s, and I can totally relate. I just celebrated my 50th anniversary on Chicago radio in December.
Mm, so awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm still doing this because I love it, and they sure ain't paying me enough, but that's, you know.
It's, I hear you on that, too.
Yeah. But you know what? It's just the love of this and doing it, and obviously you're doing the same thing because you love performing, you love love the music. What do you think of when you maybe take a moment and go, gee, I wonder what people will think of me, you know, how will they remember me? What's my legacy going to be?
Well, you know, I've laid it out there to the music world, you know, on I don't know how many different records, you know, that I've done, and so my music's out there. It obviously hasn't been as, it hasn't hit the charts like, you know, some of my friends have. But the music's out there, my story's out there. I got a documentary that's coming out next year as well, and it's just a unique story, man. I've had a great ride. And I've had so much fun doing it. That's why I'm still doing it. It's not that I have to do it. It's not that I want to do it. You know, I wanted to make this record. It wasn't something that I had to do, but I'm sure glad I did, because I think this record is fantastic. And I love getting out and seeing the people that have enjoyed coming to my concerts over the years. And if I can get out to play in some of the cities, you know, it's more difficult, obviously, this day and age to get around and take a band, so I do it in different configurations. But, I'm out there to meet the people and play the songs, and I do it pretty much on my terms now.
Well, that's good, you know. I mean, the older we get, we need to have some of that stuff on our terms. It's like,
it has to be that way.
Sure. Now, okay, you talk about getting out there and performing. Hopefully you're going to be on the road. Any stops in the Chicago area that you know
of? Nothing's planned right now, but, you know, Chicago's an area that I have played in the past, and so I would think that if we're going to do something, we'll maybe get up that way. If not, I sure hope people will get a hold of this record and just close their eyes and listen to it and pretend that I'm right there singing the songs to them.
Well, I think they can definitely get that feeling from that. When is the album officially coming out?
Comes out officially July 8th.
Okay.
Now, that's where you can get it at all, you know, outlets and means of, you know, however people get music today, and it's all changed so much. You know, I'm kind of like out of touch with a lot of how it's done. The vinyl was actually released a week ago on Friday, and all for pre-orders and stuff. So, July 8th is the actual date of the release, where people can get it everywhere. They can get it at my website, richiefure.com. They can get it at Amazon. Download it on all the downloading platforms. So it's going to be out there.
Upload, download, vinyl.
Upload, download.
You got it all covered. It's like, I love it. I love it. Well, I have to tell you, this has been a real treat for me, because I've been a fan of yours for a long, long time. And the music that you're doing now is as refreshing as the stuff you were doing 50 years ago. I mean, this is, you know, it really is invigorating.
Thank you, Mitch, and that's what I hope people, man, when they hear it, because of what we've gone through so much in the last couple of years. This thing got backed up, you know. I mean, we finished it basically, the tracks, in 2019, and because of COVID and all the other things that are going on, it got held up. So there's a perfect time for everything, and I think it's a perfect time for this record to be released. So I just hope people can drink in a little bit of fresh air with it.
Well, I think they will, and we appreciate your time. Again, the album is, the 8th is coming out in the country. Richie Furay, ladies and gentlemen, Hall of Famer here, and thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much, Mitch, and I hope to see you one of these days back in the great Chicago area.
Well, boy, you get here, I'm going to come see you, I guarantee you.
All right. Awesome, man. Thanks, Mitch. Appreciate it.
Have a great 4th.
You too. Bye-bye.